You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Entertainment news now. Cindy Perlman-Gaber reporting from Las Vegas. Cindy, good morning. I was just reading a review of Dutton Ranch premiering this weekend on Paramount Plus, and the review made it sound like the show is not very good. What's the word? What are you hearing?
Well, I'm not just hearing it, Bob, and good morning. I stayed up because I'm just insane like that. And I watched the first one. It's very good. I thought it was what Yellowstone's continuation should be. It felt super familiar. It's one of those dirt under your fingers, greatest hits with the horsepower of those two stars, Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser. And it is exactly like they just continued Yellowstone with the sweeping vistas, the Rip and Beth relationship, and also a little move. They moved to Texas. I never will do spoilers, but something devastating happens in the first 2 minutes of the show, and Texas becomes the home of Rip and Beth, coincidentally also where Taylor Sheridan, the show's creator, lives. And nothing's the same for them anymore. They're not rich. They, this is their sort of last ditch chance to have a ranch. They've spent all their money, and they've got some weird, mean people to deal with, especially Annette Bening, who runs the town. Her name is Beulah Jackson. She has two sons. They're not on the up and up either. And, of course, Rip gets into a fight in about 30 seconds.
Of course.
Beth is already hating on Annette Bening. And Beth does not smoke in this one, and she drives a pickup truck. So a few changes for her.
Yeah, that's the finale. That's the premiere. The finale this weekend is Outlander. What's the word on this?
Right now, Bob, a lot of Outlander fans are very nervous and probably wearing kilts, because this is it, the big finale tonight. Will Jamie, actor Sam Heughan, survive? He's gone into a battle where he knows he dies. It's written in a book that he dies in this battle in North Carolina's backwoods in the American Revolutionary War. So everyone said, of course, don't go. And he's like, I have to go and save everybody. And we also have Claire. Will she go back to her own time if he dies? And can anybody invent penicillin or even a shower would be nice at this point. But we don't know. The cool thing was the producers actually shot four different endings, so there would be no leaks. And the author, Diana Gabaldon's been outspoken the whole run. She said this is not the end for her. Her 10th book is not finished yet, and that'll be the official end. So this is just what the production team came up with. So we'll see how that goes.
If you want to go out to a movie, what's playing?
Nothing that great, Bob. To be honest, there's two quick thrillers before we get into the heat of the summer movies. One, Obsession, about a man who's got a crush on someone. He breaks some sort of promise and pays a sinister price. That's called Obsession. In the Gray is a covert team of elite operatives directed by Guy Ritchie who have to fight bad guys in England. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal and Harry Cavill. And also Top Gun Maverick's back on the big screen this weekend. You can do a double header of Top Gun Maverick and the original Top Gun. And if you're home and Outlandered out, you can do The Punisher on Disney Plus. That's John Berthnell from The Bear playing a PTSD veteran who returns to action when a wheelchair-bound crime matriarch starts acting up. That looks pretty good.
Let's get to some music news. Lately, the news about Phil Collins hasn't been good. He has many health problems, but he's now working on something new, isn't he?
This was great news. He's such a nice guy. Phil Collins, who's 75, said this week he's actually working on new music for the first time in 20 years. He said he hopes to record new material despite some health challenges, especially nerve damage he has that's prevented him from drumming and the later live shows that Genesis did when they went on tour 2 years ago. In fact, Phil's been kind of low profile since 2022. But he said he's back, he's feeling mobile and healthy, and there's also a slew of unreleased songs that he's looking at, including a track called You're Still Here that he thinks will be released soon. So that sounds great.
And it's the time of year we hear about graduations and celebrity commencement speakers, and you have a Harrison Ford story or two, don't you, Cindy?
You know, when I graduated, Bob, I don't even think we had a speaker, but at Arizona State, my alma mater, the guy behind the mic was Park Ridge's very own Harrison Ford last week, who received an honorary degree, taking him from Dr. Indiana Jones to Dr. Ford. And he gave a fun speech. He told the kids with fresh diplomas in their hands, quote, "I didn't give much thought to the future when I was in college. I didn't make good choices. I didn't have the perspective or maturity. I served only myself. Then I took a class called drama. I previously thought of these people as misfits and geeks. I soon realized I was a misfit and geek." And it's been pretty good for him being in the geek business, don't you think?
Yeah, nice message, too. There's hope for all. Cindy, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
What's going on around Chicago? Let's find out now from Choose Chicago, the city's tourism agency, Jason Lesnevich, with some suggestions. And I love the fact that it's getting to be farmers market and fest time around here. Jason, good morning. Let's talk first about the Lincoln Park Mayfest.
Yeah, one of the first festivals of the season, as you mentioned, just kicking off. It is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in the 1000 block of West Armitage. Your great typical fest with live music, great food and beverage vendors, and a lot of fine artists will displaying and selling their work at Lincoln Park Mayfest.
Yeah, it should be a nice weekend for that. And also, what's going on in Andersonville sounds great.
Yeah, the Renegade Craft Fair is back in Andersonville along North Clark Street Saturday and Sunday. There'll be about 250 vendors selling everything from ceramics, leather goods, home decor, you name it. You can find it at the Renegade Craft Fair there.
I guess the big concert story this weekend is Bruno Mars, isn't it?
Yeah, he's playing back-to-back shows a Saturday and Sunday at Soldier Field. You know, great performer. I'm sure there's still tickets available in the secondary market or regular tickets if you want to go check out Bruno Mars.
And as far as live theater is concerned, what are some of the highlights?
Yeah, I'll start with Chicago Cabaret Week wraps up this weekend with shows tonight, Saturday, and two on Sunday. There are venues across the city. Chicago's got a great cabaret scene, so check out some of those shows that are left this weekend. And then Les Mis is back, one of the greatest musicals. Broadway in Chicago is bringing it to Cadillac Palace Theater. It started this week, and it's a short run. It only runs through May 24th. So if you want to see Les Mis, check out Broadway in Chicago's website.
With all the attention on China in the news lately, this would be a great time to go to the Heritage Museum of Asian Art. A lot of people don't know about this spot, and actually you can go free in May on Fridays, right?
Yeah, part of Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, they're offering free admission every Friday this month from 5 to 8. Some of the nights they'll have guided tours with wine and appetizers. So really, it's a smaller, intimate museum down in Bridgeport, and it's a great visit. Make a night out of it. Find a place to eat down there in Bridgeport or Chinatown and enjoy the museum.
More at ChooseChicago.com. Jason Lesnevich, thanks for the recommendations. Talk to you again next Friday.
Thank you, Bob.